Welcome to Fresh Word, the radio ministry of Fresh Anointing International Church in Jamaica Estates, Queens, New York. We are a full gospel church with over 100 branches in 11 countries. More will be said about our ministry at the end of the broadcast. Here is our pastor and your host, Bishop A.O. Itiola, with a fresh word from God today.
Well, praise God. We thank God for each one of you listening to us in Radio Land. I'm going to take you into one of our services where I preached under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and then I'll let you listen to what God said to our congregation there, and I believe He's going to bless your heart as you listen. Father, bless the people that listen to us today, and let their lives be changed by the power in the Word. In Jesus' name I pray. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
And got another money and bought another house. And then American Express from nowhere came and gave him $100,000. He said, you can use this money as you will. He bought another house. He came to me and said, Pastor, you know what? Even if they call me to come back to Johnson & Johnson, I'm not going back. Because I've got house and house. Houses and houses. Apartments and apartments. And they're better than Johnson's & Johnson's. You know what I told him? I said, take me there. You remember? So I got into a car and Kingsley. You know how many houses we saw that day? We were going from one house. He said, this is my house. This is my house. This is my house. This is my house. He said, I don't work for nobody now. I work for myself. And he said, I've lost my job in about a year. He said, but right now I am worth cash $1.4 million. $1.4 million. Only God knows what that boy is worth now. Listen, you want fruitfulness and multiplication? Don't get stuck on the steps. All right, God may shake you a little bit, make you uncomfortable a little bit, but it's taking you to your penthouse. Turn to somebody and tell them, I'm on my way to my penthouse. In the name of Jesus, I'm on my way to my penthouse. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Don't get stuck up on one little blessing. When God wants to use that as a stepping stone to take you from glory to glory and from faith to faith. Number three, watch what you confess with your mouth. Watch what you confess with your mouth. Because you will always have what you say. It was 12 spies Moses sent to the promised land. And they came back and their confession was ugly. 10 of them said, we went there. Hey, hey. We are like grasshoppers. Grasshoppers. Turn to somebody and tell them, I'm not a grasshopper. Tell them, I'm an eagle of God. If you want to be a grasshopper, that's your choice. They said, we are grasshoppers in their sight. They are giants. We'll never, the land is good, but we'll never get there. You know what, my friend? If you say now that you'll never get there, you'll never get there. If you say that you'll never have it, you'll never have it. If you say now that you'll never possess it, you'll never possess it. But I've said it. One day you see me driving to this driveway with a brand new LX Lexus 470. You watch it. You watch it. I'm not saying on payment, or pure C-A-S-H, cash, paid for. And it's not your tithes, it's not your offering, it's not your building for money, it's my cash. Paid for so long, somebody might just drive up into my driveway and give it to me. What are you confessing? What are you confessing? And when you go to the grocery, on one section, they sell chicken legs, 99 cents a pound. Don't buy that one. Go and buy the chitlins. The chitlins. You know what they call chitlin? Adrian, these people are so much foreigners. They don't know what chitlins are. You know what they call pig? When you get to the grocery, next time, ask them what our bishop talked about chitlins. Please show us where chitlins are. So we used to eat in the south. Listen, folks, if they live in that neighborhood, you can live in that neighborhood too. Some of you look at Jamaica Estates, and you say, I'm looking for a house to buy. And they say, how about Jamaica? I say, you see, who do you think I am? I can never live in Jamaica Estates. Your mouth. You will never live there. Hamptons. Oh, Hamptons. Hamptons. We don't live in Hamptons. We live in Hamlets. You confess it, you'll never live in the Hamptons. The land flowing with milk and honey. We can never live there. But thank God for Joshua and Caleb. The Bible said they tore their clothes. That's what I'm telling you about. Getting mad. So what are these people saying? We saw it too. We saw the giants. But by the grace of God, we are able. By the grace of God, we are able. We are able to go up and take the country. We are able to go up and possess our possessions. We are able to go up. The people looked at them funny. They said, you can look at us any way you want to look at us. All right? You can talk any way you want to talk. But one thing is sure. When we enjoy the milk and honey, you're not going to be there. Because we believe God. And you doubt God. I want to challenge you. Stop doubting God. When you take your portfolio and your resume and you go for that interview and you see everybody there looking at you funny, just praise and tell him, I've come. I'm a child of the living God. This job belongs to me in the name of Jesus. Can the interview commence, please? And by the time it's all over, they look at you, they say, we don't know why, but you got the job. And you say to them, I know why. I know why, because I live for a God that has promised to bless me and make me fruitful and make me multiply. I want you to develop the attitude of an overcomer from this morning. I want you to develop the I can attitude. I want you to develop the I am able attitude. I want you to develop I can possess it attitude. Don't join others who don't believe God can take you there. You will be misunderstood by your very own. Many times you will end up being separated from them because they don't trust God. You know, that was what happened. Of all the people that went there, it was only Joshua and Caleb that made it to the promised land because of what they confessed out of their mouths. What are you confessing? I even confess where I'm going to buy an airplane. You know, they have an airplane now called Cyrus. Have you ever heard of Cyrus? No, I heard of Cyrus. Cyrus is an airplane that under normal circumstances can never crash. Under normal circumstances. If it's about to go down, you press a button and a parachute comes up and it lowers you to the. And I ask him, I say, how much is the plane? I know you are laughing. See, some of you are laughing already. See them now. See them. See them. They are laughing. I say, how much is the plane? Some people went, you know why that came? This man who cannot put gasoline in his car is asking for airplane. Listen, honey. When I bring my Cyrus and I land on the top of this building and I parachute, and not because I'm crashing, just because I want to display the goodness of God in the land of the living. I said, how much is it? Say, you want for $500,000. I said, that's all? $500,000? Exactly, $500,000. I said, I'm not going to finance this. I'm going to buy this. I'm going to buy cash. You look at me and say, you can. If you believe you can, you will. I'm telling you, if you believe you can, you will. Whatever you believe God for, God will give it to you. You know why we got this building? You think it's because we have money? You think it's because we are rich? No, it's because some people in this church confess positively out of their mouths. You are one of them. You almost beat me up because of it. He said, Bishop, don't say we can't get that place. We can get it. And Sunday also, he said, Bishop, that building belongs to us. Here we are this morning. What are you confessing out of your mouth? I'll give you 2 months, then we'll pray. Listen, folks. Turn with me in the book of Proverbs. In order to get fruitfulness, in order to get to the place of multiplication, you've got to be generous in giving. What did I say? Generous in giving. Proverbs chapter 3, 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with what? Plenty. And thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You don't pay your tithes. You don't pay your offering. We talk about building fund. You go and gossip about us. And what are they doing with all this money? We have made a vow, we'll not touch the gold to God. Maybe where you came from, your pastor stole their money. Maybe that's why you thought, maybe that's what we do here. We fear God too much to do that, all right? If you will be a blessing to God, to his work, and to the people of God around you, you will be fruitful and you will multiply. I dare you to try God. About a month ago, I don't know what got into me. I really don't know what got into me. I don't know. Well, I know what got into me. I had a dream. In the dream, my brother told me that he needed a suit. So I called him. I was talking with him and his wife. I said, you know, I had a dream yesterday that I should buy you a suit. And he said, wow. And a shoe too. I said, wow. And I didn't have the money. But I took him out anyway. And we went to the store looking for shoe. But his taste, I thought his taste was $79 taste. That's what I thought. But his taste was a little bit higher than that. So we couldn't find what he wanted. Up to now, we've not bought the suit because we couldn't find it. And I said, all right, when I come back, we'll go find it. But while we were going around, I saw a suit for his wife. He said, no, well, if we can't get your suit, at least we can get something for your wife. What does your wife like? And he found something. And it wasn't cheap, but we bought it. You know what happened? Before that week was over, Brother Coyote came to me and his wife and gave me two nice suits. One for two. What do you mean? I'm not done yet. All right? And this lady over here, she also came and gave me the two nicest suits I've ever worn in my life. I got only one. I got four back. And I believe as I'm talking, God is speaking to some of you already. That's kind of covetous. That's covetousness right there. But the point I'm trying to make is this. You want to be blessed and to multiply? Be a giver. Oh, you say, Bishop, I don't have anything. That's when to give, when you don't have anything. Oh, we just came back from Uganda. Gladys, the wife of our pastor in Uganda, told my wife a story that brought tears to my eyes. My wife took some clothes to her and bought some clothes for her and her husband. But she said, you know what, Mama, that's what they call my wife. Mama, you know, I used to wear secondhand clothes. So I lived with some girls that all we had were secondhand clothes. She said, but there are different grades of secondhand clothes. There's a secondhand upper class. There's a secondhand lower class. There's a secondhand no class. She said one day she went out. Now, the dress she bought, was it new or second class? All right, she got a job and she bought a new dress for the first time in her life. But she was still living with those girls that wore second class, lower class. And God told her, give that brand new dress you like. Give it to one of the girls. And she said, God, why will you do this to me? She said she cried and cried and cried. She said, I like this. This is my first new dress. Why should I give it out? She said she wept like a baby. Now the second day, God came to him, the second week, and said, the dress I told you to give out, give it to her. Said, no, God, why will you do me like this? I'm not doing it. Why did you give it to me only to give it out? 2 weeks after that, God came again. Said, that dress, that brand new dress that you like, give it to her. Said, look, there's no point fighting this God. So she called the girl and everybody assembled. She said, God said, oh, God said, as you give you this clothes that I like. And the girl said, if you are like this, why do you want to give it to me? She said, I know, I like the dress, but he said, I must give it to you and I have to obey you, him. You know, amazing, God understood. But she obeyed. She told my wife, she said, from that day, she began to receive visitations from God that she never has, from that time, put on used clothes. And she never even have to buy anything. People just come from right and left. Brand new here, brand new here, brand new here, brand new here. Do you want to be blessed? And do you want multiplication of blessing? Be a giver. Look at my hand. You can't receive anything in a clenched fist. Open it up. Give it out. And God will put it into you. Oh, come on, give the Lord a big hand as I go to my last point. Hallelujah. Be fruitful and multiply. If you're a giver, you'll never be in want of anything good. The last but not the least, listen to this. You probably need to go for deliverance. Because after you've done all these things and you are still not blessed, you still don't experience multiplication and fruitfulness, then something must be wrong somewhere. That's what I thank God for this church. Sometimes there is a generational curse of poverty that may be affecting people in your family. And they have spoken it that nobody will have financial breakthrough. That nobody will be prospered. That may affect you. But more than that, there may be demonic bugs eating your fruit. Did you hear what I said? There are so many dimensions to the spiritual realm. Let me close with this story. Many of you have heard this story. Many of you have not. A lady called me with her husband from California a few years ago. Her own had to do with the fruit of the womb. She was barren. But she was a child of God. She was living right. And the Bible has said, none shall be barren in thy land. So something has to be wrong. So she called me and her husband and I said, all right, you can come. We'll do deliverance for you. They were desperate. Unfortunately, the day I told them to come, I also received a call from my boss in Africa that I had to come for a meeting. So I told him, I said, if you come, I won't be here. I'm going to Africa. You know what they said? They said, we'll come meet you in Africa. So I went to Africa. 2 days or 3 days after I got there, they showed up. I said, am I Jesus? But they had faith. So I told them, I said, we'll pray for you after the meeting is over. Unfortunately, when the meeting was over, something else came up. But I had a friend who was a close friend of mine who was good in deliverance. I called him. I said, you know what? I got two people that followed me all the way from California to this place. They need children. There's no reason why she shouldn't be pregnant. The doctor said she does not ovulate. That's what the doctor said. He said she does not ovulate. And if you don't ovulate, you cannot be pregnant. So they, you know, reluctantly, they agreed to go to this brother. Guess what happened? It's incredible. 2 weeks after that, the brother called me and said, those you sent to me came for prayer, and I prayed for them. After, nothing happened. You know how they pray for you and nothing happens? No manifestations, no throwing up, no rolling on the floor, just regular prayer. Nothing happened. And they felt, oh my God, if it were Pastor so-and-so that prayed for us, fire will have come down, brimstone will have come down, thunder, the whole place will have shaken. No. Nothing necessarily will happen. All right. Guess what? 7 days after the prayer, the lady had a dream, and Jesus walked up to her and said, I'm going to visit you. And that was it. One day, this is no dream. This is no vision. This is no revelation. This is real life. She sat down in her living room, and ants started coming out of her body. I'm not talking about 10 ants or 100 ants. Thousands were just crawling out of her body. Real life. There's something they call Bagon. They use it to kill mosquitoes. As they crawled out, they started spraying them. Said, what kind of foolishness is this from inside my body? And the more she talked, the more they came out. I'm not making this up, folks. I'm telling you a true story. And before God, after she killed them, she told her husband what happened. Said, who can you tell this story to? They were all there. And then that night, the same one who said, I will visit you. You know what I'm hearing? You are getting ready for a divine visitation. You're getting ready for a divine visitation. Because I don't understand why things are the way they are with you. You've done everything you know how to do. You've taken every step you know how to take. What else shall I do, oh God? And God has sent me to you this morning to tell you, I will visit you. I will visit you and solve your problem for you. Everybody say, I receive it. Because some of us, at the point we are now, we are confused. God, what should I do that I have not done? What step should I take? Yes, God will unilaterally come down and deliver you. The one that visited her before the ants came out came again. Said, I told you I will visit you. Said, yes, sir. But you didn't know how the visitation will be. Said, no, sir. Said, you saw what happened to you last night? I mean, during the day yesterday? Said, yes. Said, that was me. Said, that was me. You see, every month when you ovulate, witchcraft has been set up in your family against you. So that each time you ovulate, the ants will come spiritually and eat up your egg. You won't feel it. You won't know it. But they eat up the egg. They've eaten twins. They've eaten boys. They've eaten girls. He said, and the only way to get the victory is to exterminate all the enemies of your fruitfulness. Say, oh Lord, everybody. Say, exterminate all the enemies of my fruitfulness. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, exterminate all the enemies of my fruitfulness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No matter whether they are spiritual, physical, material, or otherwise, every enemy of fruitfulness in my life, let them be exterminated. In Jesus' name we pray. So the visitor looked at her and said, you will conceive. Guess what happened? They called me the next month. And they said, Pastor, God has done it. For many, many years, we couldn't get pregnant. But after the experience, my wife has now taken in, and we are expecting our first child. Everybody rise up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, help me praise God this morning. In the name of Jesus, just help me praise the Lord this morning. He's the Almighty One. He's the All-Powerful One. He's the All-Gracious One. He's the All-Glorious One. He's the one who is able to do all things. He's the one who is able to do all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give him the praise. Come on, give him the glory. Come on, give him the honor. Come on, give him the dominion. Come on, give him the majesty. Yes. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we honor you. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Listen, God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Repeat after me, say, in the name of Jesus. Come on, say it loud and clear, in the name of Jesus. Don't be intimidated. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, I claim it this afternoon that I'm blessed in every area of my life. I shall be fruitful and I shall multiply. I am blessed with the blessings of the Lord. Every area of my life that is barren, I decree they are fruitful. In the name of Jesus, I shall multiply in every area. In the name of Jesus, I shall not lose. I shall gain in every area. In the name of Jesus. Oh, put your hands together and thank God for that right now. In the name of... Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come before you this afternoon, knowing that if you don't do it, nobody can do it. But we know you are willing, you are ready, and you are able. Everyone under the sound of my voice this morning must receive the anointing of fruitfulness. Everyone under the sound of my voice this morning must receive the anointing of multiplication. Whatever has been subtracted out of their lives, we ask you, not only will it be added back, but it will be multiplied back. Lord, everything we have lost, we claim them back in the mighty name of Jesus. Every blessing that has been stolen from us, we go into the enemy's camp and we take back what he has taken from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we realize this afternoon it's the anointing alone that can destroy the yoke. Father, as we anoint all men and women in this room this afternoon, may it not be just a useless exercise. May there be in attendance angels of God to come down and liberate people and loose people and release people and bless people in the name of Jesus Christ. Even where curses have been spoken and pronounced, we decree that those curses will be turned into blessings. Have your way, Lord. Bless your people in a very special way. Satan, we bind you. We bind all your forces. That which God has determined for God's people, they begin to move into it right now, even as we pray for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the answer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All God's people said.
Thank you for listening to Fresh Word, the radio ministry of Fresh Anointing International Church. Our church is located at 182-69 Wexford Terrace in Queens, New York. Our services are as follows. Every Sunday, Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. and worship service is at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 7 p.m. and Friday anointing service is at 7 p.m. Every last weekend of the month, we hold a deliverance revival at 7 p.m. You are invited to join us in any of these services. We can be reached by telephone at 718-298-6034. That's 718-298-6034. Or by email at info@freshanointing.org. That's info@freshanointing.org. You can also learn more about our ministry by visiting us online at www.freshanointing.org. That's www.freshanointing.org. Till next week, when we bring you another edition of Fresh Word, may God richly bless you.